This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ma'abayim. Welcome. This is our final shir before the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Shir Man Sefer Bamidbar, are sponsored by Dr. Zakheim and Mishpachta, Leonishmas of Shalom Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, and Leonishmas Dr. Zakheim's mother.
Welcome. This is our final shir before the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Shir Man Sefer.
Okay, and sounds like I heard that already. And Leila Nishmas, Dr. Zakim's mother, Rifya Bas Tovi Halevi, the Gan Eden Tim Nuchasim, the Shem Shavan Aliyah, Adbiasko El Tzedek, be Melitza Yishem for their whole family, the Netzach Netzachim. Shir Man Sefer Bamidbar, also sponsored by my dear friend Rabbi Isaac Yostolovsky, Leila Nishmas, his father, Shamsi Ben Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, whose yard site is Tes Vav Sivan. The Gan Eden Tei Menuchas, he should be a male Yosef for his whole family, for Simchas Anachas, Ad B'Yaskoel Tzedek. Tonight's shir is sponsored by Yoli Goldstein in honor of his daughter Chani getting engaged to Mattis Fisher. Mazel Tov. The Shir Zal Oyla Yofa Zayn, Shvi Zoychel of Nois Bayis Nama V'Yisrael. Tonight's shir is also sponsored by Rabbi Yaakov Mizrahi of Eretz Yisrael. He should be Zoicha, Tesumcha Sanachas, Psuras Toivois, Arbias Goel Tzedek. Okay, thank you everybody for coming tonight. Before we start, a few public service announcements. If you're going to be in the neighborhood for Shavuos, 530 Peninsula. You got that? Who could say it over? 530 Peninsula. Very good. First, we're having a shir tomorrow night between Mincha and Maariv, Out of This World, about reenacting Kabbalah Satorah every day. You don't want to miss it. I see some of you on the screen. You live in Lawrence. You're close enough. You're within the Tchum. I walk every day much longer than from Lawrence until Cedarhurst. You can make it. Okay, let's see where else. Gordon, you live a few houses away from me. You definitely have to come. Let's see who else I see. Obviously, everyone in the room. Mr. Goodnick, I don't know where you live, but you could still make arrangements to join us for Yom Tov. We have an amazing topic with him and Chamarev. And then, tomorrow night, 12 to 1:30, the subject is artificial intelligence and halacha and hashkafa. So I know there are a lot of shiurim. Whatever other shiur you're planning to go to, ask them to say it over after Yom Tov. You can record it, you'll get the tape. This you got to hear live, okay? 12 to 1:30. And then at 1:45, there's a shiur Megillas Rus in Shari Amuna till 2:15. So you have a very busy night. Get a good night's rest tonight. There's some good stuff coming up. Okay, we're going to speak tonight about the greatness of Leil Shavuos.
Where? I'm sorry, sir. Where's the shiurim?
You didn't repeat 5:30 Peninsula. 5:30 Peninsula.
Oh, that's impossible. Okay, forget it. I'll never get there.
No. There's a Holiday Inn just about a mile away that still has vacancy. You're welcome to. We can make arrangements. Okay. Reb Shloim Alkabetz, the Paitan, the Mechaber of Lechadoidi. He was a Mekubal. He was a member of the inner circle of Reb Yosef Karoy, the Mechaber, the author of the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. These two tzaddikim, before coming to Tzfas, they were in Turkey. And one Shavuos, as recorded by Reb Shlomo Alkabetz, together with the Chassid is Reb Yosef Karo, they committed themselves to remain awake the whole night. They learned certain portions of Tanakh, they proceeded to learn the Mishnah, they completed the first two Masechtos, and then at Chatzos HaLaila, the following occurred. A voice was heard emanating from the mouth of the Beis Yosef. A great voice that spoke very clearly. It was a melodious voice. It grew stronger and stronger. Says Reb Shlomo Alkabetz, we were so afraid we covered our faces. We couldn't raise our eyes to see what was happening. Then the voice began to speak. The voice said, Shalom Aleichem. You've dedicated yourselves to crown me on this night. Your Kol Torah has split the very heavens. The malachim are silent, the seraphim are quiet, the chayos stand still, kol tzva hashamayim, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are listening. And then the voice identified itself. The voice said, I am the Mishnah, I am the neshama of the Mishnah. I've come to admonish you like a mother admonishes her children. If only you would have gathered together with 10 people, you would have been exalted even higher. But nevertheless, you've risen very high. Do not pause for a moment. The Malach concludes with lavish brachais. Shalom Alecha. Peace unto your families. Hashem oiz la'amo yitein. Hashem yivarech esamay b'shalom. The Malach then teaches the assembled from the wellsprings of Torah. Their eyes streamed with tears. Says Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, for the rest of the night we did not cease learning for even a moment. Where does this story come from? It was recorded by Rav Shlomo Alkabetz. It was printed by the Shlach HaKadosh. Says the Shlach, even though I'm in the middle of writing Halacha Pesuka, nevertheless, it's worthwhile to interrupt the regular Seder of Halacha with this story to be ma'ayur people how high you could elevate yourself the night of Shavuos. So it's interesting, the minhag of learning all night Shavuos was first recorded about 2,000 years ago, but not until 400 years ago, after this story, did the minhag become widespread. So this is a relatively newly observed custom, and it got a lot of momentum because of this story. So, here's a million-dollar question. You could reach very great heights the night of Shavuos. I can guarantee that an angel will come and speak out of your voice box. No guarantees. But you could reach very high levels. But the Torah is very big. It's Aruka Me'aretz Mida Urchava Minayam. It's longer than the land. It's wider than the sea. What should you learn? Yeah, what should you learn the night of Shavuos? Should you learn Chumash? Should you learn Nevi'im? Should you learn Ksuvim? Mishnah? Zohar? Idra? Eitz Chaim? What should you learn? The Shlach HaKadosh writes in Masechta Shavuos, what should you learn? V'seder HaLaila, look at number 2. Kfar Nesparse V'noy De L'Rabim, Ma'idei HaKun Tresim. What do you mean, what to learn? Every shul has booklets. She Nespachru. Their wives said, "Haminog hazeh nispashed b'chol eretz Yisrael." This minog is spread throughout Israel, b'chol hamalchus, throughout all the golos. Ein naki kulam be'er ke'echad migedoylam v'yad ketanim kimu v'kiblu aleim v'alzaram. What do you do the night of Shavuos? Tikkun leil Shavuos. Who does it? Jews. Gentiles are putter from tikkun leil Shavuos. North Koreans. Eskimos, Gentiles are pater. Jews have to say what? Tikkun leil Shavuos. Should you learn Mishnah? No. Gemara? No. Should you go to Shiurim about artificial intelligence? Yes. But if you're not, then you have to say the Tikkun. Everyone has to say the Tikkun. Ashkenazim, Svardim, Hasidim, Misnagdim. If you're Jewish, you could be a Jewish communist, socialist, capitalist, you have to say the tikkun. It's widespread. B'chol Eretz Yisrael. Migedon l'v'yakadom. You're a bar mitzvah boy. You're 90 years old. You got to say the tikkun. This is the tradition in Klal Yisrael. Now, it's very interesting. The tikkun originally consisted primarily of Tarshu B'chsav. You look at number 3. Kaf HaChaim says, what is the tikkun? You start from Bereishis and you say specific passages. You skip and you say the first 3 psukim of one parsha, you go to the last 3 psukim of the next parsha, first 3, last 3, first 3, go through Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha, Vayerech, Hayisara. You say the tikkun. And then after that, after you do that to the 24 books of Tanakh, you learn the Zohar. Mishnah, no mention of Mishnah. Gemara, no Gemara. Only Torah Shebichsav. Look in the Ben Ishchai, number 4. The Ben Ishchai says, first Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Medrash, Idra Rabbah, says the Ben Ishchai, Mishnah? Ain Lilmoid Mishnah Yisbelai Lazu. You're not allowed to learn Mishnah. You're not allowed to. What if you have a Seder, you learn 18 Prakim of Mishnah every day? That's not something you want to fall behind in. You know, it's, if you do Daf HaShavua, you fall behind, okay, you know. You have some wiggle room. If you learn 18 prakim of Mishnayis a day, that means like today in Mishnah Yomis, they're doing, I think today's Mishnayis are Yuma, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Two little Mishnayis, so you fall behind, you do 4 tomorrow. But you do 18 prakim a day, that's, you know, Yuma and Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Yeah, 18 prakim is, Probably more than that. 18 prakim is big time. No, if you have a seder of learning 18 prakim a day, then you could do it. But do it biyoim, but not at night. Don't do it Shavuos night. The Chida is quoted in the Kaf HaChaim. He says the name of Tor Berekes, Einocha in Lil Moid. The Chayin Espashir Haminig Birakosh Yishan Bechevroin, Mishnah Belel Shavuos. And says the Kaf HaChaim, Misha Darka Lil Moid Mishnayis Al HaShulchan, Kedei Lil Moid Divrei Torah Mitach HaSuda. Those who say Mishnah at the table, so you have a Divrei Torah at the Suda. So don't be Mevatel from learning Mishnayis at the Seder. At the Suda, you have who to rely on. Yishal mi lismoich, to learn Mishnayis. So it sounds like there's an issue learning Mishnayis. So there are two questions on the table. Number one, and the more basic problem is, why aren't we saying Tikkun Leil Shavuos? Raise your hand if you say Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Do you do it? Pal, do you say the entire Tikkun from... Okay, I thought so. Right? Last night I did one of these. I said, who here says the tefillah of Reb Nechunya ben Akana? I was thinking, get the answer I'm looking for. Now, every single person in the room. Usually, not one single person in the room says they say Reb Nechunya ben Akana. Last night, Basharim, every last person says the tefillah. So that didn't go over well, But who says Tikkun Leil Shavuos? Nobody says it anymore. Who's saying it? What happened to the Tikkun? And especially... And let's read the question the way the Chida raises the question in Sefer Lev David. Now, I have a very special connection to Sefer Lev David. After the Holocaust, there were no Sfarim for the survivors. My grandfather published the first Sfarim for the Holocaust survivors. The first Sefer he published, Lev David of the Chida. Says the Chida, Tema al Ha'an number 6, al Ha'anoshim Ha'ela Hameshanim Minuk Yisrael. It's a wonder on those people. They deviate from Jewish custom. Who said you should stay up all night and learn Shavuos? It says in the Chumash you should stay up all night and learn Shavuos. It says in the Chumash, V'samachta b'chagecha. I don't know about you. For me, part of Simcha is a good night's sleep. Yeah? That's part of Simcha. Abar Benel asks, how could Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Zalman Azariah and Rebbe Tarf and Rebbe Yeh stay up all night learning? It's bitul Simcha Siyamtev. You can't just stay up all night. But who decided you have to stay up all night? The Rashbi, based on the Arizal. But they tell you what to do. If you're going to stay up, you got to follow the program. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You're going to stay up, I'm going to do what I want. Who told you to stay up? Go to sleep. Daven like a mensch. Learn during the day. No, I have to do this mystical practice staying up. So then follow the practice. You're going to stay up all night and hear a shir about artificial intelligence? I mean, that's not what the Rashbi says. I mean, he says if you're going to hear a shir, it might as well be about artificial intelligence. But the other shirim. So says the Chida, Him amru sheyomadu tanach, umeyacher denachti lekayim divrayim. Once you're already fulfilling the words of the Rashbi and Nari, Madua me'anu l'kabal sedik Rabbanon. Why do you refuse to fulfill the arrangement that the Rabbanon arranged? Va'ashrei anizer b'hem. Fortune is somebody who fulfills the tikkun. B'shamram eikev rav. If you say the tikkun, you get a lot of reward. But if you just stay up all night hearing random shirim, it doesn't say you get a lot of reward. So why don't we say the tikkun? The purpose of staying up all night is to say the tikkun. What would that be like? That would be like a guy on Sukkot. This is going like this. With a wiffle bat. Say, what are you doing? I don't know. I see it says you're supposed to shake. Yeah, but you're supposed to shake a lulav. No, at least I'm doing it partially. Pal, once you're listening to what we're telling you, shaking, you got to shake a lulav. So nobody said to stay up all night. The purpose is stay up to say the tikkun. If you're not going to say the tikkun, there's no purpose of staying up. That's question number one. And question number two is, okay, we don't say the tikkun. By the way, it's not only the Sfaradik Poskim who say to say the tikkun. If you look in the Orchus Rabbeinu, in number 7, he brings over here that the stipler would stay up all night, Shavuos night, saying tikkun leil Shavuos. Now it's interesting, somebody came to the Chazon Ish. One guy, the Chazon Ish, said, say the tikkun. One guy, the Chazoner, said, don't say the Tikkun. So what's that all about? Who should, who shouldn't? Here's the second issue. If you're not going to say the Tikkun, at the very least, you should learn Tarsha B'Chsav. I mean, that's what all the sources tell us. That's what the Tikkun consists of. There seems to be an issue learning Torah Sheba'al Peh. In fact, think about it. When was the Torah Sheba'al Peh given? It wasn't given on Shavuos. It's given on Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Luchais. The original Luchais, Beis Halevi writes, the Netziv writes, had the entire Torah Sheba'al Peh written on it. Then it was broken. And then Hashem gave us Luchas Shniyos, and Hashem said, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, figure out on your own. Yod Gimel Midrash HaTorah Reshes Behem Kav HaChomer. So the oral law, we got a different time. So you're going to stay up, learn Torah Sheba'al Peh. There's nothing to do with Shavuos, wrong Yom Tif. You want to stay up all night? Stay up all night like the Kohen Gadol, learning Yom Kippur night. But you're going to stay up Shavuos night. It's a Yom Tif, we got Torah Sheba'al Chsav. Why would you learn Torah Sheba'al Peh? Raise your hand if you learn Chavakuk. Shavuos night, if you're staying up all night learning Chavakuk. Raise your hand if you stay up all night learning Tzafania, Mishlei, Eoiv, your guy sitting in the corner. What's he doing? He's learning Sefer Eoiv. He can't even translate three words in the Sefer. He's learning Baba Metzia, Baba Kama. Raise your hand if you learn Tar Sheba'al Peh. Everybody learns Tar Sheba'al Peh. So the first question is, what happened to the Tikkun? And the second question is, if you're not going to take the Tikkun, why is everyone doing Tar Sheba'al Peh? Now, tonight's share comes from an article I read, written by Rabbi Moshe Schwert, who is a Talmid Chacham who lives in Kew Garden Hills. He wrote a few svarim called Oz Yashir, and he wrote a very comprehensive article on this many years ago, and then I think it's later printed in his Sefer Oz Yashir, regarding three approaches of what happened to Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Approach number one, the Chok Yaakov. Chok Yaakov was written by Rabbi Yaakov Reischer. It's number 8 on your sheet. And the Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, he wrote the Shaos HaTshuva Shavuos Yaakov. He wrote, I believe, the Taras HaShlamim. I had the zechus to be at his kever in France, in the city of Metz. He's buried next to Shagas Aryeh, Kikayan Diyoina, in the city of Metz. And he says as follows, in the house of his father-in-law, they did not learn the Tikkun with 10 people. Everybody learned on their own. You know why? Ki ikur ha-tikkun lo-tiknu rak b'fnei amei ha-aretz. The Tikkun is for unlearned people, for amei ha-aretz. Right? An amei ha-aretz. You know, there's the Gemara Shir, and one guy sitting in the back saying Tehillim. Why is he saying Tehillim? He doesn't understand a complicated Gemara. He could read Psukim. So what's the Tikkun? You read a few Psukim Bereishis, a few in Noyach, a few in Lech Lecha, and you have one, the rabbi's leading it, he's saying it out loud, so everyone's listening. So for people who are not able to learn, this is their way of connecting to learning the night of Shavuos. The Tikkun is for Amei Haaretz. You know why we don't do the Tikkun? Because nowadays, there's somebody by the name of Yeshua ben Gamla. He made a takana, there should be yeshivos in Klal Yisrael. We're all educated. We all could read beyond Tehillim. We could read Mishnah. We could learn Gemara. We could learn something in depth. But Tikkun is reserved for Amei Aretz. Now we understand the Chazon Ish. One guy came to the Chazon Ish. The guy was an Amei Aretz Rabbanon D'Oraisa. He couldn't read a pasuk in Chumash. Chazon Ish said, say the Tikkun. The other guy, he was a Lamdan. He knew how to learn. So Chazon Ish said, learn. So the stipler, though, was not Chas V'Sham. So why was the stipler saying the Tikkun? So we need another approach. There is a story of Chassidus Shemaisas called Siach Sarfei Kodesh. And in this story of Chassidus Shemaisalach, by the way, it's quoted by Rav Avadi Yosef, so you have a Sfardik, Poisek, quoting a Chassidus Shemaisa about the founders of Lithuanian Jewry. Okay, so you can't beat that. Okay, Rabbi Avadi Yosef quoting Sipurei Chasidim about the Vilna Gaon. Okay, so it was Shavuos night, and the Vilna Gaon was learning. What was he learning? He was doing Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Next to him was the Dubna Magid, and what was the Dubna Magid doing? He was learning. So the Gaon says to the Dubna Magid, "No, what are you doing?" So the Dubna Magid said, "Rebbe, Kedarkoi Bakodesh, let me explain myself. with a mashal. There was once a shver. Mr. Adler, you know what a shver is?
I do.
A father-in-law. Now, what's the most important job of... I'm talking... What's the most important job of a father-in-law? To give money to the son-in-law. That's his primary role, right? Rav Miller used to say, a father-in-law could do only two things. No advice. You could give money and kavod. That's the only things that a father-in-law is allowed to do. Anyway.
Now you're telling me.
So, a father-in-law should only give money and kavod. That's what Rav Miller would say. Anyway, so the father-in-law is supporting his son-in-law, and he says, Yingala, come on. It's time to go out into the real world and make a living, make a few bucks. The kid says, what do you mean? I was in yeshiva. I was in koilel. I don't know how to make a living. The father-in-law said, it's not rocket science. All those rich guys out there, they're far from rocket scientists. Okay? Go out into the streets, see what they're doing to make money, and just do what they do. A few months later, the shver hears word that the son-in-law, the Edom's not doing well. So he goes to his store, he comes to the outside of the store, and there's a whole menu of inventory that this guy sells in the store. He then goes into the store, and the store is empty. He says, Chacham from the Manishtana. I don't understand, you have this whole menu outside. Whatever, you sell suits, you sell hats, all the things you sell, and there's nothing in your store. So the kid said, I thought you told me I should follow what everyone does. Everyone has a store with a sign of what's inside. So the father-in-law said, the sign only makes sense if it reflects the inventory that you have. If you don't have any inventory, then what good is the sign? Says the Dubna Magid, you Rebbe, the tikkun is just a sign, a checklist of the Torah you know. So you're just the Knight of Shavuos of Kabbalah. Okay, Bereishis, first puzzle, last puzzle. Okay, good. Yeah, I know that one. Noyach, okay. Lech Lecha, okay, got that one. Vayera. But me, Ainli Mikra, Ainli Mishnah, Ainli Gemara, I don't know anything. So I have to go learn it first. I can't say the checklist. So this approach is saying, Tikkun Lo Shavuos is only for Gedoy Le'olam. So the stipler was Gedoy Le'olam. So right now, if you're doing the tikkun, you're one of two kinds of people. Either you're an Am Haaretz Dareisa, or you're a Gadol Hadar. And the good thing is, if you do it, you know, you're covered, because, you know. Now, the guy that no one will mistake for the Gadol Hadar, you know, that's his own advertisement, you know, we can't. But these are the two approaches. And then finally, approach number three, Rabbi Avadya Yosef says in Yechav Adas that there's a general rule. Ein Adam Loimed Ella Ma Shalibai Chafetz. This is number 10 on the sheet. Where did it go?
In the bottom right.
Bottom right. Oh, thank you. Umikol Mokum Nira Shabnei HaYeshivais Shaloimdim Talmud B'Alazah. Those B'nai Torah, they learn Gemara on this night. Bishkeda, with diligence. V'hasmada Ein Limchas B'Yadam. They have what to rely on. Basically, when it comes to learning, you cannot legislate what somebody has to learn. The definition of learning is enjoying what you learn. If you tell somebody, okay, learn this, it's already like, you know, it loses all the time. You have to have some degree of discretion in what you're learning. The Satmar Rebbe would say he remembered everything he ever learned except for his Bar Mitzvah Pshatel. Because his Bar Mitzvah Pshatel, they forced him to memorize, he doesn't remember it. Everything else, he had a tshuka to learn, so he remembered it. So that's the first part of the shir. What happened to Tikkun Lo Shavuos? Either it's only for Amei Haaretz, or it's only for Gedolei Yisrael, or we don't legislate, we're not so legislative. We give a certain degree of discretion when it comes to Talmud Torah. We don't mandate what you have to learn. When it comes to learning, Ein Adam Loimed, Elamash Alibay Chafetz. But now let's come to the second area, the second aspect of Lel Shavuos, and that is, why is everyone learning Torah Sheba'al Peh? You don't find too many people that have a Seder and Shoiftim. I'm learning the Sugya of Baruch and Avinoyim and Devoira. Shimshon HaGibar. You know people who are sitting in the shul, they're shuckling. Nobody's learning that. That shelf over there with the Tanakh, right? It will remain that way for the next 72 hours. In the same order, in the same... Maybe over here they... in general, right? In general, people are learning Torah Shabbat Peh. So there are two approaches. Approach number one is a fascinating approach. Where does the minhag come? Now, it's interesting, by the way. Look in number 11. Shulchan Aruch Harav says the minhag is to remain awake the whole night, and the Iker Asek should be in Torah Shabbat Peh. Shulchan Aruch Harav says the Iker Asek yiv Torah Shabbat Peh. So there could be a simple reason for that. The Pirkei of the Rebbe Lazar tells us, the Medrash Tanchuma tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. How did he know what time it was? He had a Rolex. Hashem said, come upstairs. First, let me give you a Rolex. And now we could start learning. How did Moshe know when it was day and when it was night? Says the Medrash, when the Rebbe Hashem taught Moshe Tarsha B'chsav, he knew it was day. When he taught him Tarsha B'peh, he knew it was night. In fact, it is recommended to learn Tarsha B'peh in general at night, Tarsha B'chsav during the day. In fact, some people are very frightened off from learning Tarsha B'chsav at night. They're very scared. So they don't learn anything the whole night lest they come to learn Tarsha B'chsav. This way they just scroll on the phone, up and down. And they strengthen their fingers. But because they're afraid, if I learn Tarsha B'chsav, I might come to learn Tarsha B'chsav. Are you allowed to learn Tarsha B'chsav at night? The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sha'ar Tzion, it's not that you're not allowed to. It's that you should arrange your schedule as such, if you can, that if you're learning Tarsha B'chsav and Tarsha B'chsav, do the Tarsha B'chsav in the day and do the Tarsha B'chsav at night, if you can. But if it's nighttime and you're very tired and you don't have a head to learn Gemara, and it's either Sefer Tzefanya or nonsense, of course you should learn Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It's just, in general, if you could arrange things as such, Tarsha B'chsav during the day, Tarsha B'chsav at night. So maybe that's why we dedicate Shavuos night to Tarsha B'chsav. But it's more than that. Listen carefully. Why do we stay up? Why do we stay up Shavuos night? Where does it come from? So the Medrash tells us, and it's quoted by the Magen Avraham in number 15 in Simat Taf Sadi Dalet, that the Zohar says to stay up all night. And the Zohar says that Hasidim Rishonim would stay up all night, and many Loimdim stay up at night. And it could be the reason is that Klal Yisrael, the night of Kabbal Satara, they went to sleep, and Hashem had to wake them up. So to rectify that, we stay up all night. Everyone's familiar with that. By the way, Reb Tzalek HaKohen says they thought they had to go to sleep because Kabbal Satara was going to be with prophecy. And you only get prophecy when you're sleeping. So they were readying themselves for Kabbal Satara. That's why during Shir, many people go to sleep expecting prophetic experience. And it's proven that going to sleep enhances the Shir experience usually. Anyway, so we stay up all night to be Mesakein the Pagam of not getting up early enough for Kabbal Satara. So there's a famous stira. The stira is, God came to us with the Torah. What was our response? Rafal Ya'ir. What did the Jewish people say? When the Rebbe Hashem said, here's the Torah, what did we say? Ah, Rafal Ya'ir, Nasa V'nishma. We will do and we will hear. Very good. We said, Rebbe Hashem, we don't even have to know what it says in the Torah. Whatever it says, we're ready to do it. That's what's the stira? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Peches, Amar Rav Avdimi, Bar Chama, Bar Chasa, Malamed, Shakafa, Aleim, Har Kegigas. God suspended the mountain of our heads like a barrel, and He said, if you're Mekabel Torah, good. Otherwise, you get a free burial spot at no charge. And it's cheaper than Har Menuchais, Har Azesim, free burial. So the question is, did we accept it willingly? Or did we have to be forced into it? By the way, it's not only a stira between the Pasuk and the Gemara. It's a stira in the Pesukim. Who remembers what it says in Va'eschanan? Kirav ata ushema eis, kal asher yoimar Hashem Elokeinu v'yat. Look at number 19. Tidaber eleinu eis, kal asher yidaber Hashem Elokeinu elecha v'shamanu. We'll listen and then we'll do. That's the exact opposite of Nasa V'nishma. So says the Medrash Tanchuma, says Toisus, Das Akenemi Balia Toisus, they say that we are willing to accept the Tarsha B'Chsav willingly. Hashem, Tarsha B'Chsav, we trust you. The rabbis, we don't know what they have up their sleeve. Let us know what they're going to say, and then we'll let you know if we want to keep it. Tarsha B'Chsav, willingly. Tarsha Bal Peh, it had to be shoved down our throats. That is what the Medrash Tanhuma says. Says the Chsam Sofer, the same thing with the Pasuk. Vishamanu, Vasinu, is we'll listen to what the Chachamim say and then we'll do it.
Then we'll decide,
yeah. So comes the great guy in the Yeshua is Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Orenstein. A few years ago, in the summer, I was in the Ukraine. Not a good place to go right now. In the city of Lemberg, Lvov. And behind the hospital building was buried the Sma, the Taz, the Shas HaTshuvas Shoyel Omeshev, and the Yeshuas Yaakov, and the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, the memory is working a little bit tonight. And the Chacham Tzvi. The Yeshuas Yaakov says the following Chiddush. When we were Mekabel the Torah originally, did we do it Be'ahavo V'ratzayin? Yes and no. Yes to the Tarsha B'Chsav. No to the Tarsha B'Chsav. So if we're staying up all night to be Mesakin, a lacking in their Kabbalah HaTorah, because they didn't get up in the morning, but we stay up all night to show our enthusiasm for Kabbalah HaTorah, we dafka learn Torah Shabbat Peh to rectify the pagam that originally they didn't want to accept the oral law. So now this time around, we're going to say Nasa V'Nishma not only to Tarsha B'Chsav, but even to Tarsha Shabbat Peh. That's the inyan of learning the Tarsha Bal Peh, the night of Shavuos. It's a tikkun for their failure to accept the Tarsha Bal Peh, berachamim uveratzayin, first time around. I want to offer, and many of these marmakamis I also remember seeing in the article of Rabbi Moshe Schwerd, maybe we have a few additions here, another reason why we focus on the Tarsha Bal Peh, the night of Shavuos.
How did you answer the question of Nasa V'Nishma?
Nasa v'nishma is going on Tarsha B'Chsav. V'shamanu v'asinu, that's going to go on Tarsha B'Chsav. Chsam Sofer says that in Shuvoi Simen Reishchas. The Shabbos before Pesach is called what?
Shabbos
Hagadol. I have a sefer at home, 100 reasons to answer the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Ner Lamea. I have a sefer at home now, 500 answers to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. There's also a sefer, 100 reasons why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. This is the best one. This reason comes from four Gedolei Yisrael, from four different walks of life, four different eras. This comes from the Chida in the sefer Kisei David. This comes from the Bnei Yisaschar in Mamari Chodesh Nisan. It comes from the Marsham in Tcheles Mordechai. It comes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Haggah in Halicha Shloimei. Does anybody know why is it that the Gemara Menachos tells us that the way they reaped the Omer, they reaped the Omer with great pomp and ceremony, Be'isek Gadol. They would say, Ba HaShemesh, did the sun rise? Omer Hain. The guy would say, yeah. Ba HaShemesh, did the sun rise? Amr Hain. Magalzu, you're going to use this sieve? Yeah. This sieve? Yeah. You're going to use Kupazu, this box? Yeah. Kupazu, this box? On Shabbos, you're going to do it? Yeah. On Shabbos, everything they would ask the guy three times. Why, says the Mishnah? Because of the Baitusim. The Baitusim would say, Ketziras HaOmer is not Doiche, the Shabbos. And not only that, they would say, Ein Ketziras HaOmer B'Matzoi Yomtif. It was only on Sunday. Everybody knows that the Baitusim said, Mimachras HaShabbos is, we start counting the Sfira on a Sunday. This way we have a nice long weekend. Right? The Baitusim will go out of their minds this year. 2 days Shavuos, and then Sunday, back, and then Memorial? No. Right? So the Baitusim said, we got to always make it a long weekend. But we hold, Mimachras HaShabbos doesn't mean the day after Saturday. Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after Pesach. P- Pesach is also called Shabbos. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, says Bnei Yisachar, says Achida, says Marsham, in order to broadcast and telecast, whenever we try to counteract the tzedukim, we do it with great pomp and ceremony. We want to publicize they're dead wrong. So to publicize that Pesach is called Shabbos, the Shabbos before Pesach, we call it Shabbos HaGadol. Pesach is Shabbos, and Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. Like Ritzevach Yitzena Hashem Lekenu Mitzvah 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 HaShabbos HaGadol. Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol because Pesach vis-a-vis Shabbos is just Shabbos. So when the Torah says Mimachas HaShabbos, it means not Mimachas Shabbos HaGadol, it means the day after Saturday. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. And this is such a beautiful reason that I want to tell you the compliments that they give this reason. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, well, first of all, the Bnei Yisachar says, Ledati hatam zeh hu chashav v'davar nechmad. It's very chashav, it's very beloved. And Rav Shlomo Zalman gives it an even better compliment. He says, Nireh tam zeh amiti, it's true. Anyone could say a nice Dvar Torah, it doesn't mean it's true. The highest praise is actually true. Okay. Now, Rafal Yair on Shabbos, after we read the Torah and we read the half Torah, we say a tefillah. It's called Yikom Purkan. And who do we daven for in Yikom Purkan? We daven for rabbis. Lemaranan, for Rabbanan, Diva Ardi Yisrael, the rabbis in Iraq, L'Rei Sheikhala, L'Rei Sheikhavasa, L'Rei Sheikhavasa, Dayana, Talmidehain, I don't understand. Does it got to do with the price of tea and chai? We just read the Torah. Why are you praying for rabbis now? Monday and Thursday, you just read the Torah. You make a hirasan. Hirasan v'fanach Hashem l'kenu v'yosinu. She taimu banu l'kayim banu chachme Yisrael. Heim v'nesheyem v'neyem v'noiseyem talmideyem talmidei talmideyem b'chomika. Understand? We just read the Sefer Torah. Again, why are you praying for Chachamim? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, any time you take out a Chumash and you take out a Torah, there's always a danger. Oh! V'zois ha-Torah asher samach of name of Israel. Maybe we only believe in the written law. You know, you have people, they believe in the Sefer Torah, but they don't believe in the Chachmei Yisrael. So it's always dangerous to take out the Sefer Torah. Because maybe, and everyone's, you know, pointing and kissing and walking. You know, some shuls, they open up the aura and everyone jumps up. Rabbi walks in, everyone's looking at their watch. Right? The Gemara says, Kama tibshoi hayinshi, de kaime, mikame Sefer Torah, v'lai kaime l'kame gavar rabbah. So whenever attention is given to Tarsha B'Chsav, it's dangerous. Nu, do we believe in the Tarsha B'Alpeh? That's why, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach, what bracha do we make on the Torah? Asher nasa lanu Torahs emes Tarsha B'Chsav, v'chaye oylam nata b'soycheinu, Tarsha B'Alpeh. Why we thank Hashem for Tarsha B'Alpeh? We just read the Sefer Torah. Lest you think the Sefer Torah is the end all, we always go out of our way to do what we can to show the Sefer Torah is not the end all. We believe in Tarsha B'alpeh, Yikom Purkan, L'kayim Banu Chachmei Yisrael. By the way, you know, of any good deed that we ever do, what do we make the biggest deal about? A wedding. You see what's going on about wedding these days? You can have all the big singers, they come, and there's dancing, and the music is so loud that they want it to permanently affect your hearing. There's no other thing that we do in any mitzvah that has the same excitement. Why do we make such a big deal? And every person who gets a chance to dance with the chassan shakes him. Nobody beats their arava the way they shake the chassan. What people do to the arava, it's like they make nice to the arava compared to what they do to the poor chassan. They twist him, they turn him, they pull his arms off, they try to, you know, they try to remove limbs from sockets. Why is it such a big mitzvah, Simchas Chassan V'Kana? The answer is because the nations of the world believe there's no sanctity in married life. So we have to make a big deal. No, this is Kedushin. Anything that we need to broadcast, we do with pomp and ceremony. By the way, there's an amazing footnote in the end of the Vilna Shas Masechta Brachos from one of the great Gaonim of Yosef, Zechariah Stern. He says, you know, when you make a Mali Rachamim or Misha Berach, and you say, Misha Berach HaVasem, you say, Hu Yivarech Es, Harav HaGoyin HaTzadik HaChosid HaMiti. He said, what kind of, why are you giving honorariums to the guy? The guy is, he's, you know, he's a Chayla Masukan. You think in Shamayim, when you say he's a Tzadik, they're laughing. They think he's a Tzadik. So, cut all the titles when you say tefillahs, please, he says. Don't say rabbi, don't say rab, don't say goyin, don't say tzaddik. Just say the name he was given at his bris milah. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, no. There's a very important reason why somebody should be called up tzaddik, rab, goyin, when you get called up to the Torah. Because at the time you get called up to the Torah, it's important that we know that you don't just believe in the Tarsha B'Chsav, that you're also a Mamen in the Tarsha Baal Peh. In fact, there's a very interesting halacha of Shlomo Zalman Paskin. Somebody left in his tzava that on the Matseva, just write the name, don't make the resh with a streichel Reb. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you're not to listen. You have to write Reb. At least a resh with a streichel. Why? Reb doesn't mean the guy is a rabbi. It doesn't mean he can read a line of Gemara. It means he believes in the oral law. It means he associates himself with the Purushim and not with the Tzedakim. Okay, let's ramp this up. There are many reasons we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. The Sefer Chesed L'Mashiach, it's brought down in one of the Mevakshei Torah journals, says that there's a very important reason why we read Megillas Rus. You have a man by the name of Boaz. He takes a lady. I understand. The God of Ador is marrying a woman about who the Torah Shabbachsav says, Lo Yavoi Mayavi Bekal Hashem. Must be, obviously, if the God of Ador is marrying her, there must be that together with the Torah Shabbachsav, there's an oral tradition that it's only the men and not the women. So on the Yom Tif of Kabbalah's HaTorah, we need to broadcast, what is Torah? It's not just what it says in the Sefer Torah. There's also an oral tradition together with it. By the way, he says, why did Hashem make Malchus Beis David come from Moavia? Because the king goes around wherever he is holding a Sefer Torah. And then the rabbis say, hey king, don't do that. Don't do A, don't do B, don't do C. He said, what are you telling me, rabbis, what to do? I follow what it says in the written law, but I don't listen to you. So the rabbi said, oh, you don't listen to Chachamim? So then you're not even Jewish. You don't even have a right to enter the fold. Hashem purposely made the institution of Malchus in a way that they have no right to the throne. They have no right to claim their Malchus without coming on to the Chachamim, so that they don't boast over the Chachamim and say, well, you know, I don't have to listen to you. Now, here are two more points. In the Torah Shabbachsav, does it say Shavuos is the day the Torah was given? No. What is Shavuos called in Torah Shabbachsav? Chag HaKotzir, Chag HaShavuos, Yom HaBikurim. You look in the Psukim, you would have no idea that the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. Without the Torah Shabbat, we wouldn't know Shavuos is the day of the giving of the Torah. Now I want to read to you, and two Gedolei Yisrael say the same thing, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch. Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch writes this so beautifully. He has, do I have it here? He has a sefer called Judaism Eternal. Yeah, look at number 33. And now behold, the celebration of Shavuos in remembrance of the Torah is not mentioned at all. No reference is made in the written word of God. It is only the oral tradition that we owe the festival of the revelation of the written Torah. And thus, the first memorial, the written law, directs us to the oral law. In this way, the written law makes it clear that its very being depends on the existence of the oral law. We don't know that Shavuos is the day of the giving of the Torah without the Torah Shabbat Peh. In fact, we don't even know the Torah was given on Vav Sivan without the Tarsha Baal Peh. Meaning the whole existence of the Torah is predicated on the oral law. And therefore we could say, on the day that we celebrate the giving of the Torah, especially the Luchais and the Tarsha B'chsav, the same way whenever we read the Torah, we make sure, Yekom Porkan, Sheikayim Banu Chachmei Yisrael, V'chai Olam Nata B'zechenu. Whenever there's emphasis on the written law, we go out of our way to say our allegiance is not only to the written law, but we're ma'aminim in the Tarsha Baal Peh. On the Yom Tif of Shavuos, the emphasis is specifically on the Tarsha Baal Peh, to show we're not only accepting the Luchais HaBris, but we have faith, we have emuna in the Chachmei Yisrael and the Tarsha Baal Peh.
So why wasn't that the original for Shavuos night to learn Tarsha Baal Peh?
Why wasn't that?
Why wasn't that the
part of the tikkun?
Yeah. Why wasn't that the original? Say okay on Shavuos night.
It seems like there are kabbalistic reasons perhaps why to specifically learn the Tarsha B'chsav. But at least logic. And the development of the halach in later generations, that we're always afraid of those who are going to say Ein li ela tarsha b'chsav, so we now emphasize tarsha b'chsav. One last point. So basically, what happened to the tikkun? Either it's for Amei Aretz, it's for great tzaddikim, or we let you learn what you want to learn. Why do we dafka learn tarsha b'chsav? Either to rectify the fact that they were not mekabel at baratzayin, or in order to show that we're not only Mamin and Tarsha B'Sav, we're Mamin and Tarsha B'Peh as well. Pesach is Keneged Avraham. Sukkot is Keneged Yaakov. Shavuos is Keneged Yitzchak. We're going to talk about this more between Mincha and Maariv tomorrow at 5:30 Peninsula Boulevard. Okay. Why Shavuos Keneged Yitzchak? What does Yitzchak got to do with Shavuos? So this Rabbi Schwartz suggested that we know we always talk about the Akedah. Yet on Rosh Hashanah we invoke Va'akedas Yitzchak Lazari Hayom Brachamim Tezkar. The zechus of Yitzchak at the Akedah was greater than Avram. We always mention Akedas Yitzchak. Why is that? For Avram it wasn't such a big deal. Hashem told him, Shecht your son. Avram got it black and white. So for him it was like written law. But for Yitzchak, God never told Yitzchak to do it. And Yitzchak b'nevuah, he knew this is something God doesn't want. So why did he go through with it? Because he believed the Chacham Avraham Avinu. So for Yitzchak, the Akedah was the Zechus of Tarsha Baal Peh. Whose Zechus is greater? When you do what's black and white, or you do what the Chachamim say? What you do what the Chachamim say. So therefore, Shavuos is a celebration of the Tarsha Baal Peh, is Keneged Yitzchak Avinu. We should all be Zoicha to take advantage of all the great opportunity of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and whatever we learn, whether it's Tarsha B'Sav, Tarsha Baal Peh, we're Mekabel the Torah Anu, Berachamim Uveratzoin, Hashem should give us all the Brachas, the Brachas HaTorah, Oirech Yomim Bimina, Usmoyla Oishar V'Chavoid, Adonai Oizlam O'Yitin, Adonai Baruch Samay V'Sholim. Shkoach, Agun Yom Tov Chakosh V'Sameach, Kol Tov. Okay, Maariv is in 30 seconds.
Yeah. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.